This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 24 August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today in Israel, expect clear skies and warm temperatures. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem will enjoy plenty of sunshine. A pleasant evening is expected for all. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, a report just in warns that Israel is repeating failures that led to October 7th. It highlights soldiers, IDF lookouts, and security officials noting Hamas probes and constrained troops. Also, Walla reports that a senior security official stated earlier this hour that focusing on Iran wasted billions while Hamas strengthened in Gaza. Also this hour. The Forward notes that Israel faced criticism for closing a probe into the killing of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. This condemnation came from the UK, Canada, and Australia. Separately, JNS shares that Israel and Syria held high-level talks in Jordan following airstrikes in Idlib. Discussions involved a U.S.-supervised communication mechanism. And finally, Axios revealed previously that Syria and Israel are working to defuse tensions after a recent airbase bombing. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News posted just minutes ago that a report warns Israel is repeating past failures, citing ongoing Hamas activities and stretched IDF resources. Arnold Roth, who is a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, questioned why U.S. media hesitates to discuss Jordan's protection of a terrorist wanted by the FBI, writing on X just now. David Lang, an Israeli media analyst, took to X minutes ago to defend his site against accusations of propaganda, stating it is committed to truth. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Ynet report from earlier today, the October Council warns of repeated failures in military readiness. They highlight that Hamas is testing boundaries and that IDF troops are under pressure. This raises concerns about potential vulnerabilities in Israel's defense strategy. Turning to the remarks from a senior security official, reported by Walla, he criticized the focus on Iran, saying it diverted resources while Hamas gained strength in Gaza. This critique suggests a potential reevaluation of Israel's strategic priorities may be needed. Meanwhile, the Forward highlights international criticism directed at Israel for closing a probe into the deaths of 7 aid workers. The UK's, Canada's, and Australia's condemnation may strain diplomatic relations. This decision raises questions about accountability and transparency. On the diplomatic front, JNS reports that Israel and Syria engaged in talks in Jordan after recent Idlib airstrikes. These discussions with U.S. oversight aim to create a communication mechanism. This could help prevent future escalations in the region. Finally, in earlier reporting from Axios, Syria and Israel are taking steps to ease tensions after an airbase bombing. This incident increased regional tensions, but dialogue efforts may stabilize the situation. On the economic front, first, Ktech reports that SanDisk has cut dozens of jobs in Israel despite an AI-driven stock surge. This is a surprising move given the company's strong market performance. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares that a new development plan called the Founders Complex will transform Nes Ziona. This project aims to create a vibrant residential and business district. And finally, Walla Business reveals that Iran discovered a massive gas reservoir. This find could significantly impact energy markets and geopolitics in the region. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.